This week, Prague is hosting its biggest annual design festival, Design Block, with dozens of presentations, exhibitions and fashion shows taking place in the city. Unlike in the previous years, when it occupied various industrial spaces, Design Block has now moved to the center of Prague. The festival's main exhibition space, the so-called Super Studio, is located right on Wenceslas Square. When I spoke to Jana Zielinski, the director of Design Block, I first asked her why they decided to make this move.
As you know, we always try to find new interesting locations. And this year we found it very interesting to put the contrast of the historical buildings and contemporary design together. And we had an excellent opportunity to use the Grand Hotel Europa, which is the geometric secession Art Nouveau building, really beautifully preserved. And it's a very unique opportunity for the people to see the building before it's going to be reconstructed to the contemporary luxurious hotel. And I really loved the idea of the rooms full of contemporary brands, Czech and international producers. And I think it's a very interesting contrast and it's a very unique opportunity to see the novelties of design in this very specific historical building.
What are the other venues? Because you usually have several venues scattered across the city. I believe one of them is very close to the Old Town Square.
We have five venues this year. We have one directly on the Old Town Square nearby Orloj. And it's a Renaissance building. It's called Open Studio. And it's the building which is devoted only to designers. And you will find under one roof more than 100 designers from 15 countries of Europe. And then we have a former basic school in Mikulanska, which is very close to Národní třída. And it's a former basic school with more than 30 classrooms. And we have put there all the installations which are connected to the main topic of this year of Design Block, which is childhood and game. And the fourth building is the same venue as last year. It's called Art House, and it's in Colorado Mansfeld Palace by the Charles Bridge. So all the main exhibition locations are in Prague 1, and you can walk from one to another. And the last venue, the fifth one, is the Church of Simon and Judah. This is the venue where will be fashion shows.
Now, as you have already mentioned, the main theme of this year's Design Block is childhood. Why have you chosen this topic?
We have the 16th anniversary, and as the last anniversary was 15th, it was a very important date for us last year, and the topic was quite important. It was icons, and we have really looked at the past and contemporary icons. And after this year, which was very important to us, we have decided to play again. And we were thinking about some lighter topic which could be really playful and which could interest people so that they can feel to be part of Design Block again. And so childhood came to us, but it's not that Design Block this year is about toys or about things for children. Childhood means openness to new ideas, fantasy, and open head. And this is what we have wanted to show this year, that design is as well the thing which you can play with and which doesn't have to be only a serious business.
But still, the main exhibition, which is called Hra, or Game, that's situated at a former school. Was that a conscious decision on your part to place this exhibition to school or former school?
Yes. Exactly, because we had already three venues, but then we got this offer to put the Design Block to the school, which is now owned by UMPRUM, by the Academy of Applied Art. And we were thinking it could be interesting to make a really one house, which will be only about the childhood topic, about the game. So that's why we have put as well the main exhibition into this venue, into this former school, and it fits perfectly there.
Will the visitors have a chance to revisit their childhood? Is the exhibition going to be interactive?
Yes, a lot of installations are interactive. A lot of them are very playful. A lot of them as well are interesting for the children. So I think really even the families with children can visit, especially this building, which is very friendly and very open to all the public.
Can you perhaps mention some of the specific installations in the school?
I would mention definitely the café, which is called Café Ulipe. It's the tree house built by Maxim Velčovský, Czech designer, together with Vitra company, and the bar or the café will be in the tree house. And it's all equipped by the Vitra iconic furniture. And we have very interesting installation of Veronika Jirouškova and Lenka Míková, which is called The Workshop. These two designers want to say that the best relaxation is through the manual work. So people can come to this installation and they can work with different tools as they did in the school in the past. Then we have a beautiful exhibition of Swedish toys. We have a Playmobil exhibition because the Playmobil company celebrates a big anniversary and they decided to celebrate it at Design Block. So there are a lot of playful and interactive installations that people can join.
Last year you also launched something called Diploma Selection, an international contest of student graduation works. Is this going to continue this year, and can you tell me more about that?
We have started last year with only fashion, and this year we have decided to include product design as well. We had more than 80 appliances from the whole Europe, and in the end we have selected 29 best diploma works. And we have the exhibition in the open studio Uminuti in the Old One Square, and on the fashion stage in the church, they can see 9 diploma selection in fashion in the fashion show on Saturday. So we are quite happy. And I think what is really interesting is that when you see the Czech diplomas and the diplomas from Europe, that you see how high this level of the Czech diploma works are. And we have the best European school like St. Martin's and Royal College of Art in Antwerp. And I think it's really great to know that Czech diplomas are very much comparable.
What about Czech design? How does it stand in comparison to the other countries?
I think it's enormous difference, because when you travel to Vienna, to Berlin, to Budapest, or other Central European cities, and you visit their design weeks, you don't see many local producers participating. And we are so happy that in the Czech Republic, we have more than 30 companies coming from the Czech Republic who present at Design Block, at Prague Design Week, their cooperation with designers. And I think this is really the best result you can get. This was our aim from the beginning, to connect designers and companies so that the companies use designers for their innovations. And it's really great that when you already go to Milano or London Design Week, the Czech companies are presented there as well. So I think it's really interesting to see their production in comparison to the international brands which are being presented at Design Block as well, of course.